some words and music in the night. I'd like to read you some love songs. I hope you like them. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach, and feeling out of sight for the ends of being in ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old grief, and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the bread, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. Quickly and pleasantly the seasons blow over the meadows of eternity, as wave on wave the pulsings of the sea merge and are lost, each in the other's flow. Time is no lover, it is only he that is the one unconquerable foe. He is the sudden tempest none can know, winged with swift winds that none may hope to flee. Fair child of loveliness, those endless fears are not to us. Let us be gods of stone and set our images beyond the years on some high mount where we can be alone. And thou shalt ever be as now thou art, and I shall watch thee with untroubled heart.
Thank you.
Look in mine eyes, beloved. Is it true that you and I have found each other now? And when I smooth the dear hair from your brow, do I touch you, and not the shadow of you that I've known in dreams the whole year through? My soul made long ago its maiden vow, before no other than its mate to bow in spiritual submission. For it knew, beloved brother of the inner shrine, that in the long procession of the years, slow, weighted down with destiny's arrears, one laurel crowned would bring me what was mine. Now I will melt the pearl that was my tears and pledge you in love's sweet and bitter wine. There is the loneliness of peopled places, streets roaring with their human flood, the crowd that fills bright rooms with billowing sounds and faces like foreign music over shrill and loud. There is the loneliness of one who stands fronting the waste under the cold sea light, a wisp of flesh against the endless sands, like a lost girl in solitary flight. Single is all uprising and down lying. Struggle or fear or silence none may share. Each is lone in bearing and in dying. Conquest is uncompanioned as despair. Yet I have known no loneliness like this, locked in your arms and bent beneath your kiss. Who walks with beauty has no need of fear. The sun and moon and stars keep pace with him. Invisible hands restore the ruined year, and time itself grows beautifully dim. One hill will keep the footprints of the moon that came and went a hushed and secret hour. One star at dusk will yield the lasting boon, remembered beauty's white immortal flower. Who takes of beauty wine and daily bread will know no lack when bitter years are lean. The brimming cup is by, the feast is spread. The sun and moon and stars his eyes have seen offer his hunger and the thirst he spakes, the wine of beauty and the bread he breaks. Edition of Words with Music. We've been reading love sonnets tonight from the works of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Robert Hillier, Babette Deutsch, and David Morton. I hope you enjoyed hearing them. Milton Charles was at the organ. This is Jane Wyatt saying good night. And this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.